Well, I found out today that a person I tried to help, they were sick, and I went and got them some medicine. I went in there and tried to help them. And I found out today they died, you know. And I got sick right after going in that space for about 2 weeks, and I was probably fighting whatever it was that caused them to die. But anyway, the Bible says it is appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. And so if you think about the word appoint, the Bible says, the King James says, it is appointed. That seatbelt noise messed me up. It is appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. So the word appoint means you have an appointment. When it's time to go, it's time to go. When it's not time to go, it's not time to go. God will sustain you till it's your time, you know. I believe that. There was a guy in the Bible, he's prayed, and he said, I don't want to die. I want to live 15 more years, but those extra 15 years he did evil. He did more evil than if he would have just died when God told him he was going to die, you know. He begged for 15 more years, and he did all that evil, you know. And so God knows when it's the time for you to get out of this place. It is appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. Evil is restrained. Not only is evil restrained by the Holy Spirit in the body of Christ, but evil is restrained by God Himself directly. And evil also destroys itself. Evil, if God appoints a day that you're going to die and face the judgment seat, the Bema seat, or if you're lost, the great white throne judgment. If God appoints a day, then He also restrains the evil. Those two are connected in my mind. I don't know if you can understand what I'm saying, but a person Dr. J. Vernon McGee said one time, he said, they go out to paint the town, but God, they can only paint the town so much. Well, we're going to paint the town red. We're going to do all this evil. And that's why it's covered in red, the blood. We're going to paint the town red. Why is it covered? Why is it red? Because it has to be covered by the blood. We're going to paint the town red and do all this evil. And then God shuts them down and slows them down. And they're like, they call it karma, you know. But it's God's shutting them down, restraining the evil. Man can only do so much evil. Look at Hitler. He got shut down. If a certain party fights against a party who's trying to do right, and that party kicks them out, they're going to eventually fight amongst themselves. I promise you. They're going to destroy themselves. Evil always destroys itself. Always. Because think about it. Their pride thinks they can just do more evil and more evil and more evil and all. They always destroy it. They're like a walking contradiction, to be honest with you. It is appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. You will be judged for every thought, every word, every deed, every action, every response. You will be judged. And it's only by the blood of Jesus that you escape the penalty of hell. You've been bought with a price. But God scourges every son, even the saved people, God scourges every son He receives. In Hebrews 12, why would God have to scourge His sons or His daughters? Because He's got to cut the flesh out. It's so evil. The old Adam is so evil, it's not even funny. I mean, pure evil. And people think they're good or whatever. They think they're good, but they're pure evil. the heart's deceitfully wicked, who can know it? If God scourges every son he receives, talking about the saints, after they get saved, they get a scourging. Why? Because the flesh mind has to be cut out. It's so evil. It's pure evil, I'm telling you. It's so evil, it's worse than Hitler. If God left you to yourself, you would probably go down a... If it wasn't for the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, and the government, and life in general, boundaries. Everybody has boundaries that they can only go so far. If it wasn't for those boundaries and those, the Holy Spirit, you would probably do really bad stuff, you know. And then people say, I wouldn't do bad. Well, yeah. Well, that's the only reason, if that's true, is because the Holy Spirit restrains you. Prone to, there's an old hymn, prone to wonder. I can't remember all the lyrics, but it's part of it's prone to wonder. Pure evil. The human heart is deceitfully wicked to the hilt. That's why it has to be faith alone, people. It has to be faith alone. Before you get married, you better know that your spouse can be evil. You better know that. I look to my left, and there's this car. It's a Honda. I look to my left as I'm talking about how evil this place is, and only the Holy Spirit. And I see this tag is CCE-3535-33CE. So 33 is union, CE is walking in the Spirit. 35 is CC, which is the spirit walk. The only way that you can function down here is die daily and walk in the Spirit. You gotta die. Because if you try to do it in your own power, you royally fail every time. And the legalists, they try to put you back under law because they know you can't keep it. If you're trying to be a legalist instead of walking in the Spirit by faith and truth, and you try to do it by rules, they know you're going to fail because the energy of the flesh is weak. And anything under the law, under the, is a failure. And they don't teach this in church. Some, maybe once in the blue moon you might hear. But this is a daily thing. They should be talking about it all the time. You will fail. Royally fall until you renew your mind. And you walk by faith, not by rule-based living, but by faith. And you walk in truth and you walk in agape. But you can't do it in your own power. That's the secret, people.